got a lot tied up inside. Got Jesus on your mind. And a boy that just won't fight.
Baby. All right, we are recording.
Bring us in. All right.
Hey, everybody, this is Diane from the land of the multiply tattooed arms now.
And hey, this is Todd in Los Angeles. And tonight's episode is, well, let's see, what did we come up with? Cthulhu, he embraces me in his warm in the warm glow of his tentacles episode?
In his warm golden tentacles, I believe it was.
The fucking can we have this election already episode?
You know, I was listening to Glenn Thrush interviewing somebody today, and he calls it this fucking election.
Oh yeah. But can we finally all admit? Although of course everybody listening to us already is on board with us, but can we finally admit that Trump just really wasn't a good idea for the Republican Party?
Oh my God. I'm struggling with saying that Clinton was a good idea for the Democratic Party, but yes, Trump is worse. Trump is worse. I believe that in my heart of hearts.
I mean, I'm not kidding, right? Vote this time like your life fucking depends on it.
Because it does.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if we get the court, look, everything will be the court.
Wait, I just lost you totally. You said, if we get the court, and then you blinked out.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, I said, it will all be worth it if we get the court.
You flayed it out again.
That's weird, because you sound fine to me.
Donald Trump is living in your microphone.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me.
Try it one more time.
Oh, interesting. My internet connection is fucking up. Fucking Microsoft goddamn mother and piece of shit. No fucking connections available. Fuck me. Fuck me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You just keep fading out when you're talking about the court.
That's just fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is that should we win and get the Senate and therefore get the Supreme Court, all of this will be worth it.
This time it came through. Apparently the person from the CIA who was tapping your phone was snoozing.
And fuck you too, buddy. This is also the all swearing episode where Todd tries to swear every 10 seconds.
And that's different from any other episode.
Well, I don't usually try to.
Ah, okay, okay.
That's the big difference. Yeah, election update. Clinton's lead is becoming safer. 538, as of right now, 20 minutes ago. As of 20 minutes ago. Internet. Fuck.
Here, I can find that. We'll see which one of us can get to it first.
If you get there first, man, it's just going to piss me the fuck off. All right, 78.8.
Okay, now, you got there first.
I want to bring up something here that's really interesting because...
Okay, but before you go there, I want to bring you back to the days just weeks ago where I was like, please let it not drop below 50. Oh, shit, please. Oh, God. And now it's like almost 80. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Keep in mind, she's never been behind.
I know, but it's been painfully, frighteningly close.
Yeah, but you know what? We now have Iowa, Ohio, North Carolina, Florida, and Nevada all in the blue. You want to know what's really cool about that? We don't need any of those states to win.
I'm stunned to hear someone say that because I still hear people say, well, if you don't get Ohio, you need Florida. And if you really don't have both of them, there is definitely a pathway for the other candidate.
Oh, bullshit.
I interrupted you. You were going to say something else before I interrupted you about the numbers.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? When you look at the bigger the margin, right, with Clinton, right, the states that she's got the biggest margins in, right, working from biggest to smallest margin, We cross the 259 threshold before we get to Nevada, Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, and Iowa. Therefore, we don't need any of those states to win.
Well, if we get have to have 270.
Well, Colorado, 269 technically is the middle point.
I thought you said 259, sorry.
Oh, yeah, 269 is the midpoint. Obviously, yes, we need 269 plus one, but that actually happens in Colorado. Actually, in Colorado, we're apparently, if we just stop there, we're still going to have three votes over what we need.
From your lips to God's ears, man. That's all. From your lips to Cthulhu's ears.
Hey, what I'm saying is that this is Nate 538. I'm just saying, you know, he's got a pretty good track record here. So here's the thing that's really interesting,
though.
He's
not
really
Cthulhu, but he is one of the elder gods.
Exactly. Yeah, he's going to appreciate that comparison. Because, you know, we're like this.
Yeah, he listens to us all the time.
So there are several sites like Nate's, right, that, you know, aggregate the polls and stuff and have their algorithms and run. But here's the great thing about that, right? They just did a survey of similar sites, and Nate is by far got the lowest percentage for the Clinton victory.
So he's got the most conservative estimate.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. If you had the most optimistic estimate, I'd be concerned. But he does not. He, in fact, has the complete opposite of that. And while it doesn't look like all that likely that we're going to get Georgia at this point, oh well.
Or Arizona, right? Because your mom's vote,
no,
man.
Arizona's at 44.8% for Clinton.
Okay.
It's in play. It is definitely in play.
Is it pink or is it blue?
Oh, it's pink.
Yeah.
It's beige is what it really is. You know, it is that unfortunate color that Crayola had for years for flesh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had so, black, brown, or, quote, flesh.
Yeah. Nothing racist about our society, man. Nothing at all. But we got past that. Yes, we did. And it hasn't fucking helped.
Yeah, no shit, man.
So now it's time to start paying attention to the Senate. And I would encourage everybody who lives in a state that where it fucking matters, right? Right now, we're at like 52% for the Democrats to win the Senate. So that needs to change. That needs to change.
You know what's really tragic is, you know, we're voting. And we're actually not voting for her. Well, yes, we are. Lisa Murkowski's in the Senate. We're voting for a senator, but she's going to get it. And she's not as red as blood, but she's pretty red.
Right. But yeah, 94.6% likely that she will win.
And someone is running against Don Young. And of course, it doesn't matter who that someone is. He's going to win. I think her name is Margaret Stockton or Stockman or something like that.
Well, it's because, you know, honestly, the Dems wrote Alaska off years ago.
And I know.
Total token and no money.
Still pretty sure that Gary Johnson's going to win on Alaska.
That would be interesting. Nate doesn't see it that way, but it would be interesting.
Yeah, he hasn't. Does he still have him at 0.4 electoral votes?
Back to it. Gary Johnson has dropped to 0.2.
Which, again, we're not quite sure how that's going to happen, but...
Yeah, the problem for Mr. Johnson is that every time he opens his mouth, he proves what a fucking dick he really is.
Oh, my God, yeah. And I just really want to emphasize to people, if we did not emphasize it enough, the Fuck It, Let's Vote for Johnson episode was before the Aleppo comment.
Yeah, and I don't think that we even really came out for Johnson in that episode.
No. Yeah, your spoiler warning was excellent, which is that we ultimately did not get there, but
didn't even get close.
No.
So I mean, you know, so okay, you know, it looks like we've got the first part of this equation sewn up, but the goddamn Democrats are doing their best to ruin the second part. 51.9. Motherfuckers. How goddamn hard is this to fucking pull off, guys?
You know, it goes back to what you said about Hillary Clinton weeks ago, which is, All you have to do is shut up. Right?
No shit, you know?
Okay, I just want to say about Tim Kaine and the Veep debate. All you have to do is shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
So seriously, I want to go there for a minute because as you appropriately posted, and thank you for re-releasing our RFRA episode because I do think it's really important for people to hear what we have to say about Indiana and Mike Pence.
Let me jump right in here for just a second. RFRA.
That still makes me laugh. You know, between that and the Brian, God, I can't even remember his name right now. The dude who works for MSNBC.
Brian Williams.
Thank you. The Brian Williams episode or references throughout the episode. I was feeling a bit nostalgic.
Yeah.
So I do want to remind people that they can send hate mail to Brian Williams. Now he has a job, care of MSNBC, the 11th hour.
The
Because I miss being able to say that.
Yeah, Brian, we're the guys who kept your career alive. Just wanted
I miss the Scooby-Doo music too.
to let you know. We'll pull it out for this. I'll edit this over the weekend.
It's a deal because I'm going to be learning to spin yarn. So here's the thing. I told all the people who listen to Biters, I'm like, look, you fuckers, I'm learning to spin yarn so I can keep you all clothed during the zombie apocalypse. So I just want to extend that to the people who listen to this conversation rocks as well. I'll be growing my own yarn, spinning my own yarn, and I can knit or crochet. So never fear. Come to Alaska during the zombie apocalypse, and you will be clothed.
That might be all you are, but yes, okay.
Okay, so Tim Kaine, I want to go there. He came off as such a jackass. I gotta tell you, and I'm ashamed to say this, but for people who were watching that debate, A, without knowing Mike Pence, B, without really paying attention to what Mike Pence's positions on things like, oh, I don't know, gay marriage, gay rights, who's using your bathroom, women's rights. If you're not paying attention to small details like that, Mike Pence came off as really measured and reasonable during the debate because he was not interrupting. Tim Kaine was like a little boy. He was beet red and he interrupted constantly, and it made me crazy because everything got lost in his rudeness. So that's my rant.
Okay, well, honestly, I didn't watch it, so.
It was pretty damn painful. And you know, when I am a little more fair about it, some enterprising news person who didn't have anything better to do, like, you know, maybe report about how we've completely destroyed Aleppo or something like that, they counted up the number of times that each of them interrupted. And I want to say that Pence was around 50 and Kaine was around 70. So it wasn't like Pence was a saint, but Kaine was just so aggressive that he looked like a jerk.
Yeah, but I want to point out the more important fact about the vice presidential debate.
It doesn't
37 million
matter.
37 million people watched it, which made it the smallest audience for a VP debate since 2000.
Yeah, I know, but you know.
So where I'm going with this is my guess is the people who did watch it are wonks like ourselves and probably already knew what everybody's position was.
My worry is, though, there are. How shall I phrase this? I don't want to say ignorant people on the right, but I think I'm going to go with that. Who are going to look at somebody like Mike Pence and go, oh, thank God, there's somebody reasonable in the passenger seat to balance out Donald Trump. We're good, we're
But
safe.
that's not how the system works, guys. I just want to point this out,
Right,
right? The
you and I
VP is the
know
most.
that.
Well, just, you know, just on the off chance that somebody from the other side is actually listening to this, I just want to point out that the VP doesn't do shit.
Although there is this speculation, and Trump has said it himself, that, you know, he just kind of wants to oversee things, but he wants his Veep to do the nitty-gritty work.
Yeah, I mean, until Pocahontas calls him out for it.
Okay, and that's the other thing. Speaking of Elizabeth Warren, I'm watching the Veep debate, and I'm thinking, where the hell is Liz Warren? Where the hell is Bernie Sanders? Because they would, A, not interrupt, and B, use their time to eat Mike Pence for lunch.
True.
I was very disappointed. Very disappointed.
But neither one of them wanted to tarnish their reputation by being Clinton's VP. Look, I mean, let's be honest, right? When it comes to VPs, these guys both had to go pretty far into the barrel to find somebody who was willing to do it.
I think you're right.
I mean, although I'm with as much as Chris Christie wanted the job, I am surprised that Trump didn't pick him up.
Well, you know, there is that whole Bridgegate thing going on.
Yeah, but, you know, to Trump, that would just be fucking manna from heaven, right?
Right. It's not like the Trump Foundation and Trump University aren't taking up a little airtime or court time, as it were.
I love it, man. State of New York has determined that the Trump Foundation didn't bother to fill out the paperwork to become a charity.
Okay, and so here's the thing that gets me about that, right? I'm just talking off the cuff here because I'm totally unprepared for this podcast. But yeah, that's me. I'm always unprepared.
Try it this time. See how you feel at the end of it. Yeah.
So what I was going to say is, you know, everybody's been just bashing the Clinton Foundation, which actually has done some really valuable international stuff, like, I don't know, paying for AIDS drugs for people. That's pretty important. But the frickin' Trump Foundation, A, doesn't have the paperwork to do what it's supposed to be doing, and B, isn't really doing what it's supposed to be doing anyway, because what they're doing is funneling money into the campaign.
Did you see the fucking portraits of Trump?
Yes.
That the foundation is...
Yes, I actually saw one of them, and I was like, one's enough. I'm good with that.
Right, there's a second one. It looks pretty much like the same thing, but it's just, oh my God, how is this a charitable cause?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yes.
It's the kind of charity I want, the kind of charity where I just get to write off all my money and spend it anyway.
You get to write off all your money and line your pockets with other people's money. It's a beautiful thing. Yep. It's the best. It's the best thing.
There's so much winning when you do that.
People are saying.
Yeah. Now I'm going to jump ahead just a second, you know,
Go for it.
Tip of a hat to Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yes.
Either he's not as rich as he says he is. No. You know, something else. No. Yeah. He doesn't pay any taxes. Warmer.
No, it was even better. It was wrong. Yeah. Wrong. Wronger!
Warmer.
I have to say, Alec Baldwin had the best Trump impression I think I've seen.
Yeah, it's generally the consensus I've heard from people.
It was pretty awesome. And Kate McKinnon was pretty damn funny as Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, when the moderator said, you know, 2 minutes, Secretary Clinton, she's all, no, he can have my 2 minutes, right?
Or, what do you think about that? I think I'm going to be president.
President. We think so too, madam.
Yeah. And while I am certainly not as thrilled if I would have been on the inauguration of President Sanders, I nonetheless am more afraid of the inauguration of President Trump. So, yeah.
And let's be honest. Trump would be really, really bad. Clinton is unlikely to be phenomenal, but she's unlikely to be horrible.
She's just not going to be progressive. That's my worry.
More to the point, in all fairness, she's not going to be as progressive as we want.
That's probably even more reasonable.
But I want to point out that I've wanted Obama to close Guantanamo Bay since the beginning of his term, and
As he said he would.
yeah, apparently that's just impossible. Now you're just crazy.
Although I did hear that Michelle Obama like cemented the White House garden into existence forever, so good for Michelle.
Okay.
Not kidding. That was like big news yesterday.
What did she? I totally missed that. What did she do?
So she like at the very beginning of Barack's presidency started a White House kitchen garden. So many of their vegetables in the White House kitchen come from the garden in the White House, and it's been part
Okay.
of her attempts to try to get Americans to eat better, to exercise more, to take care of themselves better. And not only did she replant the White House garden, so whoever is next in the White House will have to harvest it, unless they're just total shitheels and like concrete over it, which some people might do. But she also made
Yeah.
it, but she also made it bigger with concrete boundaries, I think. Yeah, so good for Michelle.
And who says that they didn't create any jobs? There's one gardener who's got a job for life
That's
now.
right. Although Donald Trump would point out it's probably an illegal.
I knew you were
Sorry,
going to say that.
I
I
couldn't
knew it.
resist.
I know. Shooting at Trump is like shooting at a fish in a barrel.
Yeah.
Fuck that
So, do you want to say anything about the actual presidential debate other than that the next one is coming up this weekend and it's going to be a town hall format?
Yeah, don't encourage them. I don't know. I'll be honest. I'm not gonna watch it,
I'll
and
be
I'll be.
honest, I probably will.
Yeah, I mean, the truth of the matter is, we all know I made my decision a long time ago.
Now it's just
Nothing.
torture and kind of looking at the car wreck as you drive by,
Yeah, I just want to see that car wreck reflected in the Senate numbers. So.
It'll be interesting. Will the American public vote Hillary in and then protect a Republican majority in Congress so they supposedly have checks and balances? Or
Again.
will people finally say, this is bullshit? Let's get something done.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I wish it would happen that way, but highly unlikely.
That's not the American way.
No, I mean our best. Oh, jeez, man. Yeah, Nevada.
That would be Nevada. If
Yeah,
you're Trump. Or if you're someone like me who struggles and tries to remember Nevada.
yeah, the Dem's just not doing well. She's actually losing ground in the Silver State. I'm trying to see where else. New Hampshire, it's still fairly close, 48, 52.
Kelly Ayotte might have thrown her seat away saying that kids need to look at Donald Trump as a role model. Did you see that this week?
No, but hey, we just want to make sure that everybody hears that.
She said she thought he was a great role model that kids should look up to.
Oh, good. Okay, maybe we can get that one. Because if that one happens, we'll be fine.
It's possible. I was reading something earlier on HuffPo, and I want to say that 30 former Republican congressmen and senators came out today against Trump, saying that he would be very dangerous. So, in addition to the other people that we've seen defecting over the weeks, these particular 30 got together and made a statement as a group. that they were coming out against a Trump presidency.
Right.
So, thought that was interesting.
Hey, there isn't apparently you could be completely against the Trump presidency and still think that the Republicans are the way to go.
Or you could be totally against Donald Trump and be phone banking for him, as Ted Cruz is currently doing. Swear to God, saw the picture, not a
Oh yeah.
satire.
And I just want to say, hey Ted, fuck you.
Yeah.
What happened to your balls?
No shit, man. I would like to know how someone can say, stand up and vote your conscience in front of the Republican National Convention and really be outraged that this particular candidate insulted his wife and insulted his father, and now be like, I'm voting for Donald. And by the way, I'm calling people for him too.
By the way, speaking of insulted, did you see that Trump is considering suing the Clinton campaign because they said nasty things about him?
Oh my God, no.
Please, Donald, please. Yeah, because the veteran ad where the Clinton campaign, well, and they've just been really doing this lately a bunch of times, just using Donald Trump's own words,
Right, which is
his own
totally
voice.
appropriate.
All the things that he said about John McCain being a loser, that kind of stuff, right? And all the sacrifices, of course, that fucking Trump has made as compared to, the U.S. veterans. Anyway, he felt that that was uncalled for and nasty, and he's going to sue them.
I would hope that any judge with a lick of common sense would say, but those are your own words, sir.
My hope is that that judge would say that after allowing the court case to go on for quite a while so that he's going to be liable for the legal fees.
I like the way your mind works.
That's what I would do, Atterbury District Court, 2018.
Don't you need to have a law degree to do
I'm not sure. I don't know. Let's look it up.
Well, looking at the guy who decided the Brock Turner case, I'm pretty sure you don't.
Mean, he could have a law degree. That doesn't mean, and it doesn't mean anything. Okay. According to the Office of Governor, California, you have to meet the mandatory eligibility requirements. A person is ineligible to be a judge of a court of record unless 10 years immediately preceding the selection. Yeah, you've been a member of the state bar or served as a judge. Okay.
There you go. So
So
we'll
much
have
for
to
that.
find another office for you to run for, but we can do it. We can come up with something.
Dog catcher.
Stop reading my mind.
Why the hell not? That's gonna be my entire campaign too, right?
That's gonna
Why
be your,
not?
yeah.
Think that was Al Franken's entire
I was going to
campaign?
say, just don't use what have you got to lose, because Donald Trump is already using that. So,
Yep.
well, so what else? What else has been going on over the last couple of weeks?
Seems like I've been angry at a lot of people.
Yeah. I'm really trying not to put anything on Facebook about the election period.
By the way, you said something on Facebook like we got our first troll.
Oh yeah, so I boosted one of our ads, or boosted a post as an ad, and
Yeah.
it wasn't even really truly trolling, but this woman was like, "No, I don't really want to know," because it was like, "Would you like to learn more about Mike Pence and what he's really done?" And I looked to see what this person's connection was, and she's a friend of one of my extremely conservative friends who probably doesn't listen to our podcast anyway. I'm like, "Really? You felt the need to comment?" I mean, I really didn't want to ruin it for her and tell her that she actually had to make an effort to download our podcast.
I was laughing because I saw your comment. I was talking to Bob, and I'm all, "We got our first troll!"
So.
Cred. But it turns out not quite. Yeah, 'cause I
Je
mean, 'cause
Jennifer did point
honestly,
out to me that it's success. That's a sign of success.
absolutely, I totally believe that.
I
I
think,
because
like,
I would point out that if somebody does start trolling us, it is a sign of our success. Because honestly, if we this conversation rocks, this little podcast with I don't know some listeners is pissing you off, dude. You gotta get a life.
Well, so maybe she's not a troll. Maybe she's a golem.
I don't know
You
what a
know?
golem is, but
Golem as in Gollum from The Hobbit?
no, I know what Gollum is, but I don't understand the reference. Troll versus Gollum. I don't
I'm
know. It's
thinking
just
that a golem is a lesser being than a troll.
oh, okay.
You
Well,
know? I mean,
go with that.
she kind of half-heartedly trolled. I mean, I think commenting on an ad for a podcast that you have no interest in is kind of, wasting your breath
Yeah.
and kind of poking the needle just a little bit. I don't know, maybe I'm taking it too much to heart. Because what I really wanted to say was, are you really that fucking stupid? But it was such a waste of energy, you know?
Absolutely, right? And do not engage with trolls, but we get to
Right.
laugh at them if they do show up.
That's right. Don't feed the trolls.
Just laugh at them.
That's right.
Because seriously, if you're trolling us, you got so many problems. However, if you are trolling us, please be sure to boost that post.
Yeah, no kidding. And please, you pay to have it boosted.
Absolutely. Tell all your friends to troll us. We're good.
Although, I'm gonna blow his name. W. Kamau Bell, W.
Yeah.
Kamau Ball, the guy who does politically in. Oh God, what is it? I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Politically Reactive,
Okay, yeah.
which is just a really great podcast. I'm really enjoying it. He was baiting trolls for quite a while. He was like, "Come on, bring it. I love the trolls." And now he's like, "Nah, not so much."
Yeah, well, you can only get there's a level of cred at which you don't need any more.
Hey, so I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. I don't know if I've mentioned this podcast or not, and please, God's willing, it only has another 4 weeks of existence. But there's this really funny podcast called The Trump Cast. Have I mentioned it?
I don't think so. The
So
Trump cat.
I found it about a month ago, maybe a little longer, and it's a short little podcast, usually 15 to 20 minutes, and it's hilarious. So the host, Jacob Weisberg, is usually talking to someone about something interesting and important, like a policy position or, like some horrible litigation that Trump is involved in. But they start and end the podcast with someone who does a great Trump impression reading the most recent tweets. So it's good for a
Oh.
laugh, it's good for some deep thinking. It's really worth listening to.
All right, well, I'm looking at it right now. I'll have to listen to that.
Yeah, it's super funny. It's even worth going back and listening to the old episodes.
Yeah, so let's see what else. Empire Cast backs Clinton. Slams Trump in new ad. All right, we'll take it. Here's a big surprise coming off the AP wire. Prentice cast and crew say Trump was lewd and sexist. Who would have thought?
Yeah, really. I'm so surprised.
God.
But the most conservative Christian in the United States is his running mate. So either Mike Pence is really stupid or he really balances Trump out or both.
I'm gonna go with Pence as a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I agree. There are people who said that Pence did not defend Trump in the debate because he's basically positioning himself for the next presidential nomination from the Republican Party.
Hey, I'm all behind it. Pence 2020. Let's yeah, do this thing, man.
I'm good with it. I would like to eviscerate.
Start drafting
Pence.
That fuckwad now. Because, you know, the thing is, sir, you took the job with an idiot, so you're an idiot. Basically, you're headed for Rick Santorum land.
Let's just mention a couple of things real quick here. So Angie's List did not build in Indiana, correct?
Yeah, it was
because
a lot
of the RFRA in Indiana. Thank you, Mike Pence. Gen Con was talking about pulling out. I think their contract with Indiana ends in 2018 or 2020. So it remains to be seen whether or not Indiana will keep Gen Con, which, for people who don't know, is a big gamers convention. Who else? There's some big Salesforce, right?
Salesforce, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Salesforce was actually paying people to move out of Indiana once the RFRA was signed into law. So, yeah, Mike Pence, thanks. Cool, you've done great things for Indiana. We can hardly wait to see what you do for the rest of the country.
Because, let's see, Pence. Oh, popularity. Rating in Indiana. Thank you, Google.
And so there is some speculation while you're looking for that number that part of the reason he took the job with Trump was because he knew he was not going to get reelected in Indiana.
Well, Mike Pence of Indiana has a relatively low job approval rating. His rating was lower than 33 other governors.
That's pretty good.
Overall opinions. Let's see. However, it is worth noting that he is looked on more favorably than either Clinton or Trump.
That's really sad, but it's probably not difficult to meet that threshold, even when you're Mike Pence.
No, and I mean, you know, it all depends on, I guess, on what you want to believe. I mean, Jerry Brown only has an approval rating of 57% here in California, but I think he's been great.
And 57% is not bad in comparison to, oh, say, probably Mike Pence.
Well, Pence is only 48%.
Oh,
so
that surprises me. I'm actually surprised it's that high.
Well, this was from July 15th of this year, so it's a few months out of date. But here's one that's no surprise. Sam Brownback of Kansas, 26% approve of him, 65% fucking do not.
I bet the poll was worded exactly like that, too.
But, you know, Kansas had to fucking vote for that idiot twice before they figured it out. Good job, guys.
Yeah, good job. I'm from Alaska, so I'm not going to be harshing on Kansas too much.
Who is your governor currently?
Our governor currently is a guy named Bill Walker, who actually was sometime Republican, sometime Alaska Independence Party. He and Byron Mallott, who is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat and an Alaska native, actually decided to be a unity ticket to see what they could do. And there was a lot of discussion that early on that Byron Mallott would have a great deal of influence. And if he has, I'm not seeing it.
Oh, what do you mean? The Republican lied to the Democrat and the Democrat fell for it again?
I think pretty much, yeah.
God, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked to find gambling in this establishment.
Actually, there are a lot of pissed off Alaskans today. Alaska is PFD day today, which, for people who don't know or who have never lived in Alaska, the Alaskans get a thing called a permanent fund dividend, which wasn't Jay Hammond responsible for that?
Well, you know, it was part of, I believe it was part, all the way back to the beginning of the state, right?
Well, no, I think it was Jay Hammond in the 70s who said, you know, if we're going to have all of this revenue from developing oil in Alaska, we need to put some of it aside for every citizen to gain some benefit from it. So basically, Alaskans, since late 70s, early 80s, have gotten a yearly dividend based on the 5-year average of oil profits in the state.
Oh, well, there hasn't been any oil profits in your state for a
Well,
while.
in the past, say 2 years, but we had 3 really good years prior to that, so it's still
Okay.
kind of evening out. Well, this will be the first year that the government took half of the dividend. So
What do
there
you mean,
are,
took out?
it took half and put it into state coffers. So they took half of what each citizen was supposed to get and put it into state coffers because our budget is hemorrhaging. So there are a lot of pissed off people today who feel like the government got half of their dividend. You know, my argument is I live here, I woke up this morning and I'm breathing, therefore I got money from the state that I didn't really merit. Otherwise, you know, I can't really bitch about it. But
Right.
yeah, there are some people who are pretty frustrated that that the government can't get anything right and they took half my dividend.
Well, it's okay because apparently State Senator Mike Dunleavy plans to introduce legislation to restore the PFD amount to 2,000,
Yeah,
as
well,
originally calculated by the Permanent Fund Corporation.
and we'll see if they're actually successful doing that or not. There have been a couple of other failed attempts. You know, again,
You
I.
know, this is such an Alaska moment. The press
Right.
conference held outside Fred Meyer in Malden.
Oh my God, for anybody who doesn't know, that's probably our version of Watts. I don't know.
It's not your version of Watts. When you come down here, I'll take you to it and we'll try to.
No. It's our version of Watts. I'm not saying it's Watts, but it's like what Alaskans think is Watts.
Okay, yeah. It's what Alaska. It's what Donald Trump thinks of Watts. It was the Fred Meyer piece that just cracked me up because where else would you hold a press conference in Alaska but in
See,
front of a Fred
it
Meyer?
was the Muldoon piece that cracked me. Oh, God. All right, now we've lost any non-Alaskan listener.
Trust me, we'll summarize it. Alaskans are pissed off because they got less free money than they thought they deserved.
Right on, exactly. And once again, my response
Politics.
is I woke up this morning and I'm breathing, therefore I got free money.
Politician felt that he needed to hold a press conference in front of basically a Walmart.
Alaska's version of a Walmart, yes.
Yeah, in order to bring this to the public's attention.
Yes, pretty much. And I'm just going to say for the record that yes, thanks to the state of Alaska's investments back in the 70s, my horses will eat for the winter and my paycheck will not see anything suffering for that. But, you know, we were doing fine without it.
Yep. All right. Moving on.
Moving
I just thought
on.
that's kind of funny.
Oh, so I have a hall of honorable mention.
Yeah.
So my little sister, Marnell, who is such a
Hey.
she's such a good spirit. She's so much better than I am. She said, "Please remind people to be kind to each other after this election because the division in this country is horrible. So just
This is
remind each other to be kind."
because I will guarantee you that the things that unite us are far greater than this bullshit that divides us.
Well, you know, and I've got to tell you, I thought about her yesterday because I read a letter. I don't know where it was originally published, but it was republished on Facebook. And it was a letter that a Latina woman wrote to her father, who I don't know if his parents or if he and his wife were the first generation of immigrants, but she was basically like, "Dad, you're voting for Trump and you're giving up on the whole family and you're giving up on all of the women in the family. You're betraying all of us with this vote." And it was a really tragic letter. And I think the thing that bothered me the most about it was, you know, she talked about how they had gotten through their political differences over the years. And while there were times it was difficult, they still peaceably broke bread with each other at the holidays. And she's like, "You know, this year that might not happen." And that was sad.
It is sad because, let's face it, this isn't worth This isn't worth as much shit as we put into it. It really isn't.
Well, you know, and I mean, again, I obviously spend too much damn time on Facebook, although I'm spending less.
Good for you.
You know, there's a meme that's been going around that says, at the end of the day, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are both still going to be obscenely rich and not give a shit about who you are.
You know? More or less, absolutely.
And I think it's true. I mean, yeah, it's potentially catastrophic, but in terms of what it's going to do to our individual relationships, they could give a shit about any of us.
This is absolutely true. You know, and again, like I said, we have far more in common with each other than they have with any of us.
Yeah, we're just forgetting that right now.
Well, and that's part of the game that they play with us every 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? We are culpable in it too, right?
Sure, we get buy fired in. Up. Yeah.
We get fired up and we start talking smack and everything. We like to think it's intelligent smack, but you know what? So does the other side.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, the truth of the matter is, like, really much more seriously, if we have anybody with family, friends, or relatives, anybody in Florida, you know, yeah. We hope everybody's okay.
We actually do. We have friends, close friends, who are being impacted by the storm, and they are really, really in my thoughts tonight.
Yeah, because it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, anything else going on? Anything else you want to touch on?
Nope.
So
I'm feeling good. I want to tip it a hat to Diane.
Oh.
For the no bullshit blonde.
So my hair is very blonde and very short for people who haven't seen the pictures. And I have a new tattoo and a new piercing. It's been a fruitful day.
I have none of those things.
I'm kind of in the I don't give a fuck mode again. So I have a couple of things that I wanted to share. One is that I think we've got the potential for two really interesting guests. So I have a friend who is looking at starting her own podcast. She basically is part of an environmental alert network. And this comes out of her experiences back in 1988 when the Exxon Valdez spilled tons of oil. And she lived in Cordova, which is a fishing village in Alaska that was deeply impacted. And she is now part of this environmental alert organization that really looks at organizing responses within communities. And she wants to start podcasting what they're doing. And I told her that I would be really happy to help with edits, basically the way you showed me, you know, take over her computer with a come join me and show her a few things until she feels comfortable. But I thought I'd like to have her come on and talk to our listeners about what she does.
That would be awesome.
So I'm hoping that that's going to happen here pretty soon. And then, actually, I was at a professional conference, not last week, but the week prior. And I think I have a great follow-up to our heroin episode.
Excellent.
So there's a nurse practitioner in Anchorage, Alaska, who is doing a really phenomenal program where she is treating people who are opiate addicts, heroin addicts, and even some meth addicts and alcoholics. So she's treating a pretty broad spectrum of people with addiction with a medication called Vivitrol, which is basically once monthly Narcan. And people may recognize Narcan as the medication that is the antidote for an opiate or heroin overdose. So when you give this once monthly version of that, basically your opiate receptors in your body are so drenched with Narcan that they can't rally any kind of high or any kind of craving for these substances. So okay. She is keeping people sober, and her rates in her doctoral study that she presented are pretty phenomenal. And so I've asked her if she would be willing to come on. And her life is kind of exploding right now because of this research that she's been doing. But I think there's a fair chance we'll get her to come on and talk as well.
That would be awesome.
So.
Because, from time to time, we do need to do serious things because.
Right. Because you can only have one or two episodes where you don't prep.
Exactly. Yes.
And the other thing that I just wanted to say, and I didn't prep a Neil Gaiman quote for us tonight, because what I'd really like to do, with your permission, Todd, is start slowly reading Good Omens to people.
Why not?
Because, nobody's taken us up on winning a copy of Good Omens, so fuck it, I'm just gonna make all of you listen to it anyway. So the next time we podcast, I'll read the first part of Good Omens. We'll probably just go like a page or a few paragraphs at a time. And then I was thinking maybe every now and then we'd drop 20 minutes or 10 minutes that was just a reading from Good Omens, and we could throw that out there in the middle of the week.
Okay.
So, by the way, Neil Gaiman cut all of his hair off too.
Why did he do that?
It was not by choice. I've been following his Twitter feed, and he apparently gave a new barber very specific instructions about what he wanted, and the barber proceeded to do what the barber wanted to do.
Oh no.
And Neil is in Florida right now, and he was trading hurricane tips with a neighbor today, and the neighbor apparently said to him, "Dude, I didn't even recognize you without the hair."
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised.
It's kind of tragic.
Yeah.
So
Well, it will grow back.
it will. That's the good thing about hair.
Absolutely.
So I got nothing else, man. Some good ideas, some early fatigue as I'm getting ready to prep for this retreat this weekend that I'm going to, so I can keep all your mothers clothed with my own yarn. But nothing else.
Well, everybody, watch the debate. Don't watch the debate. Just, remember when this is all said and done, we still gotta live with each other.
Yeah, I would say, I echo my sister's words, be kind to each other. I would also like to share a PSA from Robert Reich, which is, please remember this is still important. Please get out and vote. Don't assume whatever side you're on that the other side is going to be complacent. Get out and vote. So.
Although, if you're with the GOP, yeah, the Dems, we're going to be very complacent. You don't need to get your vote.
Yeah, your vote's not needed, right?
Not at all, especially in a couple of these Senate race states. Please, don't worry about a thing.
God. Okay, I guess I do have a Neil Gaiman quote. Without dreams, we would not know despair.
That is absolutely true. And yeah, despair is worth knowing every once in a while.
Yeah, just preferably not in November.
I agree.
All right, well, on that note, have a good week.
Yeah, take care,
Yeah.
and we'll do it again really soon.
Yep, we'll talk soon.
All right.
All right.